Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We are at Tanya Nami Hachi, which is the second wide line of Daf Chaf Amud Beis. And today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the shir. The first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to continue yesterday's discussion about Yibum on Chayavei Lavin, and whether Chayavei Lavin have any mitzvah of Yibum on a Daraisa level, and whether Yibum is effective on Chayavei Lavin. And that's going to tell us a little bit about Asei Do Chalos Asei, and whether Asei Do Chalos Asei applies when it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. We're also going to talk about what does it mean Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. Is the possibility of doing Chalitza called Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, that after all you could still do the mitzvah of Chalitza and not violate the lav if your Yevama is an Issa lav? Or do we say no, Chalitza is not Yibum, Chalitza is not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem? So that's going to be the first little bit of the daf, and then the majority of the daf, and tomorrow's daf also, is going to be about Shnios La'arayos, that there are certain arayos that are not arayos min haTorah, but min derabanan. They came up with a variety of other relatives that they added to the list of arayos. The Gemara is going to have four different makoros of where we learn the concept of shnios la'arayos. The Gemara is then going to provide us with a list of the shnios la'arayos, and the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details, which shnios la'arayos keep going up in the generations. That, let's say, a grandmother's shnios la'arayos, so there's a great grandmother and a great great grandmother of v'chulei, and which of the shnios la'arayos are just that relative, but it doesn't extend to other generations as well. And also the Amud Beis, we're going to continue detailed discussions about shnios la'arayos. So let's begin at Tanya Nami Hachi. So the Gemara brings a raya to what we learned from Rava yesterday. So the Gemara tells us that Rava had said yesterday that the gzeira almana min erusin atu almana min Rava said rather beer gozer beer rishona atu be a shnia, that when we say that yibum with chayavei lavin is not it's aser, it's only because even though asei do chalos asei, so the yibum should work on chayavei lavin, but that only works for the first bia, but then the second bia is no longer a mitzvah and therefore it's only going to be an iser. So we're gozer, you're not even allowed to do the first bia atu the second bia. The Rishonim already point out, Tosus points out, lav dafka bia shnia, even the gemar bia with the bia Rishona is going to be asur, because the Yavama is niknes behara, a Yavama is niknes with a tchilas bia, and the gemar bia is no longer bechlal the mitzvah of Yibum anymore, and therefore that would be the Yisr already. So that they had to make a gzera. They couldn't allow to do Yibum on Chayavei Lavin, where clearly it's almost always going to lead to a violation of the law. So Tanya Namiyachi, we have a brisa that supports Rava. In Balo, Bibia Kanu, Bibia Rishona, Va'asr Lekaiman, Bibia Shnia. That if you're Boel, the Yavama, who is an Isser Lav to you, you are Konaher through that Yibum with the Bibia Rishona, but it's Asr to remain married to her with the Bibia Shnia, because the mitzvah is already over after the Bibia Rishona. So now all you have is the Lo Sase, and therefore you're not allowed to remain married. Hadarama Rava, then Rava changed his mind. Vitem Ravashi, and some say it's not Rava who changed his mind, it's Ravashi who rejected Rava, that Lav Milsi Da Amri, that it's really incorrect. The Chayavei Lavin are Mutabi Da Raisa Bibia Rishona, and that's incorrect. Really, Minatora, it's Asr to do Yibum on Chayavei Lavin. There is no Asei Docha Los Asei when it comes to Yibum on Chayavei Lavin. Dom Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish taught us, Kol Makom Shatamotse Asei Velos Asei, there's a major limitation on the klal of asei do chalos asei. Asei do chalos asei is only when there's no other choice. You have a linen garment, it's chayiv and tzitzis mida oraisa. The only types of strings that are kosher for tcheles are wool. So the only way to do it is by putting wool on the linen, is by violating shatness. That's what I'm going to say, asei do chalos asei. You have a mila, and on the makom arla, there's tzara'as. The only way to do the mila is by cutting off the tzara'as. That's where we say, "Asei dochalos asei." But if it's efshal l'kayim shneim, if you can manage a way to finagle fulfilling the mitzvah asei without violating the los asei, then we do not apply asei dochalos asei. And hachanami efshal b'chalitza the mekayim asei v'los asei. And over here, you don't need to do yibum and the chayav elavin. You have the chalitza option, so you can do chalitza. There's the asei, and then you don't have to be docha the los asei. You don't have to have bia with chayav elavin. And that's why Rava changed his mind, and Rava said, you know what? By chayav elavin, we do not apply the principle of asei docha los asei. So Meisve asked the Gemara on Rava, but wait a second. We learned a brisa about a patsua daka and a krushavcha and a sris adam that are all isure kal. They're all asur bebas yisrael. They're all los asei. And we said about all of them, v'imbalu kanu, that if they do the bia, they are kona with the yibum. So you see that the yisur b'yibum for them to do yibum must only be midrabanan. That on a daraisa level, they're allowed to do yibum. Why are they allowed to do yibum on a daraisa level? Must be because asay dochalos asay. The mitzvah asay of yibum is dochalos asay of a krushovcha and a srisad the b'chulei. That it's docha all those los asays. So tiyufta. So this is a rejection of the rejection of Rava. It's a this brisa tells us that apparently we do apply the principle of asei dochalos asei when it comes to yibum. Itmar bias koin gadol ba'almana. Give another example of a los asei. Let's say you have a yavama who is an almana, and the yavam is a koin gadol. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chad Amar, one of them says that the yibum that he does, that the koin gadol does on the almana, eino poteres tzarasa, is not effective at all. It's not even going to pater the other wives from Chalitza, because this Yibum is totally invalid minatora, since the Almana is Asura to the Kohen Gadol minatora. The Chadamer, in the other opinion, says, no, if the Kohen Gadol does Yibum on the Almana, Poteres Tzarasa. It is a valid Yibum minatora to the extent that it will pater the Tzaros from Chalitza, because she's Muteres Lo minatora. The Yisra is only one of a Gezerah. Ba'almana min any suin kuliyam lo pligi to lo patra. If it's an Almana min any suin, so everyone agrees that it's not going to pater, the bia of the Kohen Gadol is not going to pater the tzaros, because that's for sure an invalid yibum. De'ein asei dochalos asei v'asei, because even if you're willing to apply asei dochalos asei to yibum, over here, even within the rules of asei dochalos asei, it's not going to work, because she's not just a los asei, she's a los asei v'asei, if it's an almana min ani suin, because she's also not a besula, if she's an almana min ani suin. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas of Yochanan ben Elazar, is ba'almana min ha'erisin. What happens when you have an almana mina erisin? So mandi amar poteres asi asi v'dachis los asi. The one that says that will patter the tzaros, that if the Kohen Gadol mistakenly or in violation does yibum on the almana, so that's going to patter the tzaros, because really that yibum is a valid yibum in a Torah, because the asay of yibum is docha the los asay of almana the Kohen Gadol. Umandi amar eino poteres, but the one that says that such a yibum is not even going to patter the tzaros from chalitza, that's because lo asi asei v'dachi lo asei davshe kivin davshe b'chalitza. That we're not going to say that the asei of yibum is docha the lo asei of almanu l'koyin gadol, because it's efshar l'kayim shneim. You could always do a chalitza, and if you could do a chalitza, it's efshar l'kayim shneim. So meisvei, so the Gemara challenges this as well. What do you mean that's called efshar l'kayim shneim, and therefore we don't apply the principle of asei docha lo asei? We had a brisa that spoke about isurei lavin, a patsua daka and a krus shavcha, that we said that they're low saseis, they're not allowed to have bia with a normal Jewish girl, but if they do yibum, v'imbalu kanu, it works, the yibum works with chayav elavin. So don't tell me it's efshal l'kayim shneim, and we're not going to say, asei docha lo asei. No, we see that it works, tiyufta. So it's a tiyufta on the shita that says that eino poteres. So this is a raya muchrachas to the shita that a Kohen Gadol Ba'almana will pater, that Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana is in fact going to pater the Tzara. So says Gemara, Lema Tavi Nami Tiyufta to Reish Lakish. Maybe we have a Kasha on Reish Lakish about the Din of Asei Dochalos Asei, where Reish Lakish is one that taught us, whenever it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, so then we're not going to apply the principle of Asei Dochalos Asei. Well, what do you see over here? That by Yibum, we do apply the principle of Asei Dochalos Asei, even though it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, even though you could have done Chalitza, right? We proved it twice already from from that same brisa about the sris and the kroshavcha, where we say that if he does the yibum, it works, because apparently asay do chalosa asay, even though it's efshal l'kayim b'chalitza, it's efshal l'kayim shneim. So maybe Reish Lakish's whole rule is called into question. Maybe even when it's efshal l'kayim shneim, you still are going to apply asay do chalosa asay. So amalach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, no, ki amina anoa heicha demakayim mitzvah aval hacha chalitza makum yibum la mitzvahi. The fact that you could do chalitza instead of yibum is not called efshal l'kayim shneim, because in comparison to yibum, chalitza is not a mitzvah. Chalitza is not on the same level as yibum. Efshal l'kayim shneim means you could do it just as well, that you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah just as well. Over here, you're going to be doing a very second-rate version of the mitzvah. This is an important line of Gemara. Maybe in terms of that discussion we had the other day, is chalitza a mitzvah or is chalitza a matir? This Gemara sounds like it's not really a mitzvah. Chalitza b'makom yibum, lav mitzvahi. The counter-argument would be chalitza b'makom yibum, lav mitzvahi. In comparison to yibum, it's not a mitzvah. Not every time that we say that something is not as much of a mitzvah doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah at all, that it's only a matir. You know, you have, for example, the Gemara Maseches Brachos says that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So the Bali Atos say, not really. Tfilas Arvis is a chiyuv, it's not a Rishus. It's just not as great of a chiyuv as Shachris and Mincha. So there are Madregos. There are Madregos of mitzvah, there are Madregos of chiyuv. So sometimes when you say that B'makom Yibum it's not a mitzvah, doesn't necessarily mean it's not a mitzvah at all. Period. That ends the discussion from yesterday's daf about Yibum and Chayav Elav. And now we transition into the discussion of Shnios La'arayos, and that's going to carry us not only through the rest of today's daf, but well into tomorrow's daf as well. So the Mishnah said that the Rabbanon added extra relatives that you're not allowed to be with, that are Shnios La'arayos. So the Gemara brings a remez min haTorah to the Isra of all these Korvos. In fact, the Achronim are bothered. Why do we need to find Ramaz min haTorah to Shnios La'arayos more so than any other Gzeira d'Rabbanon? So the Iun Yaakov says that even though there are plenty of Gzeiros Rabbanan that don't have any remez in the Torah, that we don't go, that we drive ourselves crazy to try to find psukim that merames to it. But Shnios La'arayos needs to have some foundation in the Torah, because it's a chashash bittul mitzvahs perivrivia, meaning any time you're going to limit the field of potential marriage partners, so you're always running into the chashash that maybe you're going to prevent people from getting married and prevent people from having children. So because of that, that's a chashash bittul perivrivia, and that's that we need to be to have a much stronger foundation for such yisurim d'rabbanan. Whenever the rabbanan are machmir about anything, they always have to keep the cost of that chumrah in mind. So the cost of this chumrah could be very significant. So Amar Rava, remez l'shnios min haTorah minayin. Where do we find the remez to the concept of shnios? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the parsha of Arayos, ki es kol ha-toyev ha-el osu anshei ha-aretz. Ha-el over here means ha-ele, means these. So all these toevos osu anshei ha-aretz. So the Gemara says ha-el koshos. Ha-el is a lashon that these are very, very severe types of Arayos. Mechlal di'ika rakos. But that implies that there are less severe arayos. So, my ninhu, shnios. What are the less severe arayos? Those are the shnios. So, the ones that are actually listed in the Torah, those are the toevos ha'el. Those are the very strong arayos. But that implies, strong arayos implies that there are weaker arayos. And that is a reference to the shnios. Umay mashmata ha'el lishna dekasha. Who told you that the lashon ha'el is a lashon of something that's very strong? It's a very powerful type of arayos. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel that the Melech Bavel attacked Yerushalayim, and it said Ves Ele Haaretz Lakach, that he took the strong people of the land, the officers and the strong warriors. So you see, El is a lashon kasha. That's why it's referred to in that way. The Iun Yaakov raises the question: why doesn't the Gemara quote from Pasuk in the Torah? Pasuk in the Torah says Ele Moav. Ele Moav is also a reference to the strong ones of Moav. So the Iun Yaakov suggests that it could have explained the Pasuk as referring to the Chalosh and the Beinunim of Moab. But in Yecheskel says that they took him to be a Mamlach HaShvala, they took him to be a secondary Malchus. So for that they needed the Giborim and Takifim, whereas in the Torah it doesn't necessarily mean that it's strong people. In Ben Yoyada he says that the Pasuk in the Torah could be referring to Komrim of Avodah Zarah, could be referring to priests of Avodah Zarah, because and it could be they're called Elei because of a Lashon of Elilim. So, but in the Navi it's very clearly referring to strong people. people. So we see the Lashon of El means Lishna Dekasha, means that which is strong, that which is powerful. So if we have Toevos Ha'el, it must be that there are other Toevos that are not Toevos Ha'el, that are weaker Toevos, and that's Shneos. So Lema Plikad Rabbi Levi, maybe when Rava says El is Lashon Kasha, that's against what Rabbi Levi says. Dam Rabbi Levi, Kasha Onshin Shal Midos, Yosr Me Onshin Shal Arayos. Rabbi Levi taught us that the punishment for being dishonest in business, in your weights and measurements, is more severe than the punishment for being nichshal in arayos. Shezen namar ben el, because by arayos it says el, vizen namar behen eile, and by midos it says toavas Hashem elokecha kol osei eile kol osei avel. So you see, eile is a stronger lashon than the lashon of el. They're both called toeva, right? Arayos are called toeva, and it's called toeva to cheat in business. But what kind of toevos? The toevos ha'el versus toevos ha'ela, and apparently toevos ha'ela is a much worse toeva than toevos ha'el. So from the fact that Rabbi Levi says that it's worse than arayos, you see that el is not really such a lashon kasha, because we have something that's kasha hemena. So says Gemara, el kasha ve'ela kasha me'el. Yeah, that's how bad cheating in business is. Meaning el is very kasha. Toevos ha'el that it says by arayos is very severe, but you know how bad cheating in midos is? That's eila. That's even more severe than that which is very severe. So gabe arayos nami oksiv eila, but it says eila by arayos as well. So therefore, the Rabbi Levi, that from the lashon of el that it says by arayos that it's more kal than midos, is not really such a good raya. You don't necessarily see that arayos is less severe than midos, because arayos also says the word says the word eila. So ahu limute midos. No, it only says Eila by Arayos to tell me that there's a Tzad Chomor by Arayos, in that you're Chayiv Kares for Arayos, whereas you're not Chayiv Kares for Midos. Elamai Chumrai. Well, if you're not Chayiv Kares for cheating with your weights and measures, then what makes it so Chomor? Well, Hani Efshar B'tshuva, Hani Lo Efshar B'tshuva. What makes it so Chomor is that it's impossible to do Tshuva. That for Arayos you could do Tshuva, but you're gonna try to do Tshuva from cheating with your weights and measures, there's no way to do Tshuva. Now, there is a recommended mode of behavior of what to do if you cheated in business, right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Gemara, that we should do is you should take the money that you got, the ill-gained money, and do Tzorchei Rabim, and you hope that by doing Tzorchei Rabim with it, whoever you cheated, whoever you stole money from, will benefit from that money, because now you're going to pay for, I don't know, the electricity in the shul, and they're going to walk into shul one day, and they're going to benefit from the lights, or something like that, with that money. So in some way you're going to be paying it back, but that's not really paying it back, meaning it's not a tshuva me'ula, it's not a proper form of tshuva. The Meiri also says you can't do tshuva because you don't even know you don't even know how much to give back. You don't even know how much you actually stole. The Rambam and the Meiri both explain also that it's more kasha from Onshin Shel Arayos, because Arayos is Ben Adam L'Makom, and we have a path when it comes to Ben Adam L'Makom. You have Charata and Kabbalah Lasin and Vidui and Aziv Sachet. So you do your thing, you do your tshuva processes, but when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chavero, it's actually a fight. He says Chavero, and good luck, you're not going to remember exactly who you stole the money from, so you're never going to be able to be Mefayis as Chavero, and therefore it's impossible to do tshuva from Onshin Shel Midos, and that's why Onshin Shel Midos is worse than Onshin Shel Arayos, even though the actual Onesh of Arayos is Karis, and there's a worse Onesh, but the chances of receiving the Onesh Shel Midos are much, much higher, because there's no chance to do a proper tshuva. Okay, all of that was the first Mahalik in terms of where we learn Shneos Arayos from, that we learn it from the fact that it says Toevos Ha'el, so that implies that there are weaker Toevos as well, and that's the weaker Toevos are the Shneos. From Yehuda Amr's second possibility, Mehacha, we learn it from Koheles, V'izen V'chikar Tikin Mishalim Harbe, that Shlomo Melech taught many Mishalim, so he taught rules of the Torah, and he taught ways to remember the Torah, so he asked Shneos, V'amru Lam Rabbi Lazar, Kodim Shabbat Shlomo, before Shlomo asked Shneos Arayos, Heisa Torah Doma L'Kfifa She'en Lo Aznayim. The Torah was like a giant kli that had no handles to it, so it was it could hold a lot, but there was no way to get a handle on it, there was no way to grasp it. So Ad Shabbat Shlomo V'asala Aznayim, then Shlomo came along and made Aznayim. Tnayim L'Torah. By making Gzeros and by making the Gzerah of Shnios, now the Torah became something that we can grasp. It became something that we were capable of fulfilling. Tosfos raises the question. The Gemara in Erevin says that when Shlomo Melech was Mesakein, that Yadayim become Tameh, and when he was Mesakein, Erevin, a Baskel, came out and said, Im Chacham B'ni Yismach Libi Gam Ani. So why doesn't it mention Shnios as well, if that was one of the great contributions of Shlomo HaMelech? So Tosfos suggests that it could be that he was Mesakein Shnios after that Baskel, meaning he made these initial two Takanos of Yadayim being Shnios L'Tumah and of Erevin, and the Baskel came out and said, great job. He said, okay, so I'll do it again. So he decided to make a Gzeira of Shnios as well. So it's all about the timing. Tosfos Yishonim suggests that the Baskel Dafka mentioned that which was Tali and Chachma. It said Chacham B'ni, but something that's only a Geder and Archaka for the Torah. It doesn't take so much Chachma. Shnios was more obvious. You don't need to be a Shlomo HaMelech to realize that you need to make extra Gedarim around Arayos. So since it was not a Dvar Chachma, that's why it was not included in that Gemara Maseches Erevin. The Ben Yoyada says it's interesting that we refer to what he was Mesakin as Aznayim L'Torah. He says Aznayim is what we would always use to describe Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, we would use Einayim, not Aznayim, because Torah Shebichsav, you read. Torah Shebal Peh is what you hear, because it's Yatarash Elikosvam. So we always use the term Aznayim. Okay, that's a second possibility. Third possibility, where we learn Shnios from, Rav Ashaya Amar, the remnant to Shnios is Mehacha, Paskin Mishlei. It says, Praehu, that we expand the Isser from the previous Pasuk al tavarbo, and therefore you're not going to violate the Isser. So you see that you have a responsibility to expand the Isser as explained in the Pesukim in order not to be machshil in the Isser itself. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Mashal de Rabbi Yoshia, Lamadavardoma, what's it like? Le Mishamar Pardes, La Adam Mishamar Pardes, like a person who's watching over a Pardes, Mishamar mi Bachutz, if you watch over the Pardes, you try to protect the Pardes from the outside, Kula Mishtam. Then you'll be able to protect the entirety of the Pardes. But Mishamri Bifnim, if you only have a guard walking up and down the aisles of the Pardes from the inside of the Pardes, Shalafanu Mishtamar, only what's right in front of his eyes is going to actually be protected. But Liach Ravena Mishtamar, whatever's behind him, is not going to be protected. Meaning the only way to get a view of the full Pardes is by stepping outside of the Pardes. So the only way for the Chacham to protect the entirety of Torah is to build boundaries that go outside of the Torah, that go around the Torah, and those are the Gzeros that we have to add. So but that's a totally incorrect mashal. Mashal. Why is it an incorrect mashal? That's how Rashi understands it. Badusa means it's something he made up from his own mind, and it's not em. It's simply not true. Achronim explained that some have a girsa over here, barusahi, that it's that the girsa is barusa, means it's from the outside. It's not something that that belongs in the base medrash. It's an outside thought. But whatever it is, it's something that we're rejecting. What's wrong with the mashal? Hasam shalafanav miya mishtamer hachi ilav shnios pagaber bagufa. In the case of the mashal, if the shomer is inside the parties, at least he's able to protect what's in front of his face. Over here by the shnios, if you don't make these Shnios Arayos, you'll end up violating the Arayos themselves. You're not even going to be able to protect what's right in front of your face. Rav Kahana Amari, fourth possibility. Mehacha, Ushmartim is Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeres the Mishmarti, that the Pasuk says by the Arayos, Ushmartim is Mishmarti, so we see that you have to make extra protections around the Torah itself. Amalei Abayil Rav Yosef, Hada Raisi, that Pasuk that Rav Kahana is darshaning is a Pasuk Midar Raisa. That's not only talking about Yisur Midar Abanan of Shnios, that's telling me a Din Dar Raisa. But we thought Shnios are only Darabanan. So says Gemara, Daraisa appears Rabbanan. In a chinami, Shnios are Daraisa. The Rabbanan just detailed what exactly the details of the Shnios are. Kolatarnami appears Rabbanan. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? The entirety of Torah is like that. That's what the Rabbanan explained all the dinim of the Torah. How does that make Shnios a lesser din? Something that's only Darabanan. All of Torah is with the Rabbanan explaining it. Elami Darabanan. No. It's really Shnios are din mi Darabanan. Ukra, the pasuk of Shmarta mis Mishmarti. That's only an asmachta. That's not the real basis. That's not the real meaning of that pasuk. So now says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Mahim Shnios. Okay, now that we discuss Shnios, what are they? Which relatives are Shnios? So Emimo, your mother's mother, the Em Aviv, your father's mother, the Eshes Avi Aviv, your father's father's wife. ve'eshes avi imo, your mother's father's wife, ve'eshes achia av, your father's brother's wife, mina'em, if it's your father's brother that he shares a mother with, ve'eshes achia em mina'av, and your mother's brother's wife, if it's your mother's brother who she shares a father with, ve'kalas bino, the daughter-in-law of your son, meaning your granddaughter-in-law, ve'kalas bito, and the daughter-in-law of your daughter. Umutar adam be'eshes chamiv, and a person is allowed to marry eshes chamiv, his mother, his father-in-law's wife, ve'eshes chorgo, and his stepson's wife, ve'asur be'bas chorgo, but he's asur in his stepson's daughter. V'chorgo mutar be'ishto, and his stepson is mutar to marry his own wife. Obviously not his wife who's the stepson's mother, but one of the other wives that he has, his stepson is allowed to marry, and ubito, and his stepson is also allowed to marry his stepfather's daughter. So a stepson is allowed to marry his stepfather's daughter, right? So that looks a little bit like siblings, but nevertheless, that is mutar min hadin for them to marry each other. The eishes chorgo merislo ani mutarislach. The eishes chorgo, the wife of his stepson, could say to him, you know, I'm allowed to marry you because you're allowed to marry your stepson's wife, but ubiti asurulach, you're not allowed to marry your stepson's daughter. So my daughter is going to be usher to you. So the Gemara asks, and that which the Brisa mentions, the stepson's daughter among the women that are usher because of shnios. Bas chorgo doraisihi. Your stepson's daughter, that's not a drabanan, that's a doraisa, that's not shnios, that's doraisa. You know how I know? The pasuk says, es bas binov es bas bita. It says, you're not allowed to have ervas isha ubita lo segale, that you're not allowed to marry a woman and also her daughter, and also bas bina, bas bita, you're not allowed to marry her granddaughter either. So the bas chorgo is already included in the pasuk. So says Mar Mishum to Kabayu the missing seifa Eishas Chargo, because the seifa of the Brisa wanted to tell me your stepson's wife Omerislo Ani Muterislach, that your stepson's wife can tell you Ani Muterislach, I'm allowed to marry you, but Biti Asurulach, my daughter's not allowed to marry you. Ve'afelgav the Biti Asurulach Midor Raisa, and even though my daughter is an Isidor Raisa to you, Bididi Logos Berabanan, I'm not any Isir to you, which is counterintuitive, right? You would think your stepson's wife is a closer relative than your stepson's daughter. It's another generation removed, your stepson's daughter. But as it turns out, your stepson's daughter is Nisar Doraisa. Your stepson's wife is Heter Gomer. So Tana Reisha Nami Bas Chorgo. That's why the Reisha mentioned Bas Chorgo, even though Inachinami, that's Nisar Doraisa. It's not even a Shmios. Ihachi, if there's such a great Chiddush, the fact that the daughter of the stepson is also to you, and the wife of the stepson, her own mother, is Mutter to you, why doesn't the Brisa bring the same type of chiddush earlier? Eishes chamav nami, you know, your father-in-law's wife could tell you the same thing. Tema ani mutar shlach, she could say I'm mutar to you because the chamur never goes there on your father-in-law's wife. But biti asurulach, but my daughter, your father-in-law's daughter, is asur to you. So the havia achos ishto, because your father-in-law's daughter is also your wife's sister. So hapsikale halo psikale, says Mer, no, because your wife's daughter-in-law is an absolute. She's always going to be your wife's your granddaughter is always going to be usher to you. There is no heter to that isser, whereas that your wife's sister is lo psikale. There is a heter to that isser, because after one's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. That isser is only so long as the wife is still alive. Amirav, arba nashim yesh lan hefsek. Of all of these arayos that we mentioned, four of them don't continue to go up and down all the generations. It's just the exact relatives that we mentioned. Menaked Rav Biyade Tlas, and Rav thought that three of them fit that category. And what are they? Eisha Sachia Eim Min Ha'av, that if your mother has a paternal brother, his wife, your mother's paternal brother's wife, your aunt is Asur, but that doesn't go up and down the generations. The Eisha Sachia Av Min Eim, your father's maternal brother's wife is also only that relative. The Kalaso, and also the your daughter's daughter-in-law is also only her, but your granddaughter's daughter-in-law is going to be mutter to you. Uziri Mosif Af Esha Savi Imo, and Ziri has the fourth one on the list of your mother's father's wife. Is also doesn't continue to go up and down the generations. Meaning, like the case of the grandmother, that would go up and down as many generations as possible. Just like a grandmother is shnius la'arayos, so would a great grandmother and a great great grandmother. Amram Nachmer Yitzchak v'simenayich di'loy derav. The fact that Ziri added on to Rav, the simen to remember that is that there's another door from on top of Rav. Since Rav learned that Eishes Dodo Mitzad Imo has hefsik, there is it stops, and Ziri added another door on top of that, that the wife of your grandmother mitzad imo. So v'rav my time, why did Rav leave out the wife of your grandfather from your mother's side? My time, v'rav my time lo chashav le. Why didn't he count that together with the other shniyos that have a hefsik that don't go up and down the generations? Because michlef alei the eishes avi imo, your mother's father's wife would be confused with be eishes avi aviv, with your father's wife, and your father's wife does not have a hefsik. That would go up and down as many generations. Uziri, and Ziri is not worried that you're going to confuse your mother's father's wife with your father's wife, because lahashem shkriach ba'azil, in general, people are always hanging out with their father's side of the family, lahacha, but the mother's side of the family, lo shkriach ba'azil, they don't spend so much time with, and therefore you're not going to make a confusion, because it tends to be a weaker type of relationship. So the relationships on one side of the family versus, I don't know if that's a sociological comment, I'm not sure exactly what to make of that. I would imagine it depends on the family and who they like better, but maybe it's about who was providing support. I don't know, I'm not sure what that comment is about, but that's what the Gemara assumes, that there was no concern that they were going to confuse the two. So ask the Gemara, how can Rav list among the shneos that have a hefsik kalaso, this is the daughter-in-law, daraisihi kalaso zasumi daraisa tichsiv ervas kalas kalosa gale, it says that the daughter-in-law is an issa daraisa. Say ema kalas beno, when it says kalaso it means your son's daughter-in-law, the kalas beno yeshla hefsik. But wait a second, is that true? Does kalas beno stop at just your son's daughter-in-law? Vatanya kalaso erva kalas beno shnia, where the braisa tells us that your own daughter-in-law is an erva, and even kalas beno is also midrabban as a shnia, and on both of them it says v'cheinat homer bibno ben bino atzov kaladoros. So how can you say that kalas bino is yeshla hefsik, that it does not go down the generations? We have a price that says explicitly that yes, it does. It goes all the way down the generations. Eleima bekalas bito. So no, when Rav said that it's yeshla hefsik, he means your daughter's daughter-in-law. Damar Rav Chista hamilsa migaver Rabbi Shmieli. I heard this from an adam chashuv umanu, and that adam chashuv was Rabbi Yami. The law is rukala elam epreikala. They only answered one daughter-in-law because of a different type of daughter-in-law. Vamli kaldoi, and the kaldoi said to me, it's machlokas what kaldoi means, the stargazers or something like that, or the balei ov. So milpana havisa, you should be a chacham v'amina. And I said, igavaraba avina, if they meant that I should be a gavaraba, so asbra midaiti, I'd be able to figure it out on my own. Imikridartiki avina, if they mean that I should be a teacher of young children, then I wouldn't be able to figure it out on my own, but ashaylimi rabbanan dosa lebe knishta, at least I would have access by as a mikridartiki to the rabbanan who come to the Beis HaKnesses. Hashta savartimi datai, but I know how to explain it on my own. Loasu kalas bito elamishum kalas bino. When we say that cryptic statement that there's one daughter-in-law that's only asked because of the other daughter-in-law, it means the only reason they asked your daughter's daughter-in-law is because of your son's daughter-in-law. So you see that it's not a real Isser Me'ikr Hadin, like your son's daughter-in-law is Asser Me'ikr Hadin, because there's a way by your son that the Kala is going to be Asser Midaraisa, meaning if it's your son's wife, then it's going to be Asser Midaraisa. So there's a daughter-in-law on the son's side that would be an Isser Daraisa. There is no daughter-in-law on the daughter's side that's an Isser Daraisa, because you can't have a daughter-in-law through your daughter. You can only have a granddaughter-in-law on your daughter's side. So by definition, the worst there could ever be is a drabanan. So they didn't make the shnios on the daughter's side for daughters-in-law, but on the son's side, they made the shnios for daughters-in-law. Amle Abaye L'Rava, Azbra Lach, I'll give you an example where you might confuse them. Kigon Kalasa debates Isai. Let's say you have the Kalas HaBen and the Kalas HaBas, your son's daughter-in-law and your daughter's daughter-in-law. Rav Papa, I'm going to call us the Rav Papa Baraba, that he also had a Kalas HaBen and a Kalas HaBas. Rav Ashi, I'm going to call us the Mari Barisak, also had a Kalas HaBen and a Kalas HaBas. Meaning, if your son has a daughter-in-law and your daughter has a daughter-in-law, because they could be easily confused with each other, even though the real Gzeir is only on the son's daughter-in-law, they included the daughter's daughter-in-law as well. So Yibayluhu, Esha Sachi, Ha'aim min ha'aim mahu. What would be the halachic status of your mother's brother's wife, but it's your mother's maternal brother's wife? We listed a mother's paternal brother's wife as one of the shniyos. What about a mother's maternal brother's wife? So Esha Sachi Ha'av min ha'aim. If you have the Gemara suffix is, did we say dafka your father's maternal brother's wife, and Esha Sachia Emin Av, and your mother's paternal brother's wife, Dikatzal Av? Because over there's something paternal in one way or the other. It's either your father's maternal brother's wife or your mother's paternal, so there's some paternity on one side or the other. There's something to do with the father. So who the gods of Rabbanan? That's where the Rabbanan made a gzeira. Avalecha Delakatzal Av. But if it's your mother's maternal brother's wife, there's no Tzal Av at all. Maybe lo gods of Rabbanan, Aldum, Aloshna, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So says Rav Safra, he gufa gzeira, that the Rav Safra said that the wife of your uncle, which is your mother's brother, your mother's paternal brother, is itself only a gzeira. So what, we're going to build a gzeira on top of that, so and make it your mother's maternal brother's wife also? That would be too much, too far of a gzeira. So Rav challenges, all of the shneos are gzeira l'gzeira. He says, I'll give you examples of shneos that are clearly only gzeira l'gzeira. Imo, erva, right? Your mother, that's an erva. Eim imo, shnia. A grandmother, that's a shnia, so that's a gzeira. V'gazru al eim aviv misham eim imo. And they made a gzeira on your father's mother, atu, your mother's mother. V'taimamai, why did they make a gzeira on your father's mother even though there's no erva? Meaning, why is that? Why is mother's mother more of a gzeira than father's mother? Because your mother is an erva, so they made a gzeira going up the line. Your father's not an erva to you because it's not a relationship that's possible. So it wouldn't make sense to make that. It's only a gezeira of one grandmother out to the other grandmother. So it says Marakulu de Beima Rabasi Karilu. Now it's not called a gezeira because that's so easily confused. They both have the same title. They're both called grandma. So they made the gezeira that all grandmas are shneos la'arayos. Eishes aviv erva. Another example. Your father's wife is an erva. Eishes avi aviv. Your father's father's wife is a shnia. V'gazra eishes avi imo mishum. Now, there's no such thing as a mother's wife, so therefore, on the mother's side, there's no reason to make a gzeira on your mother's father's wife, because your mother, there wouldn't be that first generation, so wouldn't it be included in the gzeira? The time am I, why did they include a mother's father's wife in the gzeira? Because kul d'vei abba rabba karle, they're both called grandpa's wife, so whether it's on your father's side or your mother's side, they're both called grandpa's wife, and therefore they have the same title. Similarly, eisha sachia av, your father's brother's wife, mina av, your father's paternal brother's wife, erva is the real erva. Esha sachia av mina aim, your father's maternal brother's wife, shnia, that's a shnia. V'gozral esha sachia aim mina av, they were gozer, your mother's paternal brother's wife, mishum esha sachia av mina aim, because of your father's maternal brother's wife. And that's a gzera l'gzera. For time am I, why did they make that gzera? Mishum tekulu, debay dodi, karilu. They call all of them uncles, so since they all have the same title, that's why they're included. Since the Gemara explained that there's no problem of making gzeira l'gzeira, so we're back to the question of eishes dodo, meaning your mother's maternal brother's wife. So what's the din? So tashma d'chiyas Rav Yehuda bar Shila Amar Amri b'marava kol shebinakeva erva b'zachar gazra lishto mishum shnia. Anyone who, if they were a female, would themselves be an erva? If they're a male, they were gozer that their wife should be a shnia sa'arayos. So the Gemara will explain what we see from that itself. V'amar Rava, and Rava added, ukladuhu, Rava said, ask on this cloud, is that really true that we're always gozer based on that? That what about the following? Chamoso erva, your mother-in-law is an actual erva. Eishas Chamiv, so your father-in-law's wife, Muteres, is absolutely mutter to you. I thought we said that whenever, if it would have been a female, it would be an Erva. If it's a male, then the wife of that male is a Shnios. But over here, we don't see that. Bas Chamoso, your mother-in-law's daughter, your wife's sister, Erva. That's an Erva. Eishas Ben Chamoso, your mother-in-law's son's wife, Muteres. So we don't see that klal holding true. Another example, Bas Chamiv, Erva. Your father-in-law's daughter is an Erva. Eishas ben chamiv muteres. Your father-in-law's son's wife is absolutely mutter. Chorakto, your stepson, your stepdaughter rather, is Erva. Eishas chorgo, your stepson's wife, muteres, is totally mutter. Bas chorakto, your stepson's daughter, Erva. That's an Erva. Eishas ben chorakto, your stepson's son's wife, muteres. So you see that this klal doesn't hold any water. So the Gemara goes back to the raya that it brought to the suffix about marrying the ach imo mina aim, your mother's maternal brother's wife. So the hadar of Yehuda bar Shila, that which Yehuda bar Shila said that there were gozer on the wife of any male, that if the female would have been arayos, there goes there on the wife of that same relative, if it's a male relative, lasuyimai. What's that telling me? Lav lasuyesh sachia aim mina aim. That's dafka referring to this relative, to your mother's maternal brother's wife. The kol shabin akeva erva. That since if it would have been an akeva, that same relative would have been an akeva. Would be an erva. V'zachar gazer ishto mishum shnia. By a zachar, there goes there the wife as a shnia. So maishna hani. But why does that not hold true in all the examples we just gave? That there were all these relatives that had they been in a cave, it would have been an erva. And if now that it's a male, the wife is not an erva. So habachad kiddushin makariv la hani adika trei kiddushin la makariv lahu. When there's only one kiddushin that separates you, so then it's too close of a relative. That we're going to make a gezer of shnia. But when there are two kiddushins, it's through marriage twice, then we're not going to make any such gazeros. You go through the cases, you see how that works out. Bezrashem, we'll pick up with Shalach later of Masharshia tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Have a good day, everybody.